Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Megan Lynch. Thanks for joining me this morning here on KMOX. You know, conventions, events, and tourism are a huge economic driver for the St. Louis region. And we've invited back in. We love to have Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis in studio to talk about things. And especially, Kat, I wanted to talk about what to expect for 2026. I think we have to note that we're starting off with a bang with this U.S. National Figure Skating Championship, the Prevagen Championship, right here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. It's incredible. I have tickets for Friday night. I'm super excited. I mean, this really is kind of the opening stage for the Olympics, which are going to be taking place next month. And so all of the world's best athletes in the skating arena are here in St. Louis. Yesterday, the Today Show had like a 5-minute segment with Tara Lipinski live on the ice. And so the national spotlight is on St. Louis right now. It's a great way to kick off 2026 and to have this type of an event in January, which tends to be a slow month. It's a really great kind of economic injection for not just hotels downtown. It's really important to understand that these types of events, which it's the St. Louis Sports Commission that brought this to St. Louis, these type of events don't just happen at Enterprise Center and the hotels where people are staying. This radiates throughout the entire region in terms of, you know, restaurants and bars and people when they come, you know, for a weekend, they're going to go shopping and, you know, they're going to be driving around the region. So this is really an economic boon for everybody.
It's kind of fun because we're out at Centene Community Ice Center a lot. I was watching the preparations. Yes. It looks great out there right now. You know, so I think, yeah, so it isn't just downtown. It, you know, it reaches everywhere. I want to look at the outlook for not just events like this, but for things like meetings and conventions. I know that's kind of a bread and butter thing. And I know last year there was some concern that 2026 might be a little bit flat. What are we looking at right now?
So it is softer than 2025. That is true. But our sales team, our new chief sales officer, Brian, we have a new position on staff that is specifically looking at 12 months and in on a rolling basis. So we're aware that, and please keep in mind, conventions of the size that are held in America's Center are booked years in advance. So this is something that we saw coming. And so that's why we have this new position that Jill, who's on our team. And so she's looking at how to kind of fill gaps on a short term basis. And we're hitting the ground running on getting folks, you know, in the building 2027 and forward, which are those years are looking great. But I think it's also important to understand that our strategy, now that we see that 2026 is a softer year, it's not a horrible. I mean, we've got Vex Robotics coming up. We have a lot of really cool, the barbershop conventions coming in, Galaxy Cons coming in. We have a lot of, Zach Bryan is going to be here in March. There's a lot going on. But it is important to note that from a strategy standpoint, we're leaning into really pushing on leisure marketing to help fill whatever gaps might exist in terms of the economic impact in hotels, restaurants, shops, exactly what we're just talking about with the Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships. And so we are very actively re-strategizing our leisure marketing, and we're reaching markets that we haven't reached before. We are in spring. We're launching a new campaign with the agency that we work with called Madden. And so there's that on the paid side, and on the earned media and owned channels. We are also really leaning into a broader strategy, not only in line with, you know, making sure that we maximize the opportunity with some of the big anniversaries that are happening. So Route 66, America 250, FIFA, those are all huge game-changing opportunities for St. Louis to take advantage of. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunity, if you don't come to the table, then you're not there. So we want to make sure that we are firing on all cylinders on St. Louis's behalf. And so that is, you know, regional, national outreach, but also international outreach. Now that we have, we know that Lufthansa obviously added additional flights to and from St. Louis with Frankfurt. And now we have the British Airways flight direct from London that's going to be launching in April. And so there's a lot of opportunity that we are making sure that we're tapping into.
Didn't you just go to a trip to London to prep for all this?
I did. So that was kind of like our preliminary trip. We have another coming up in April, and we're doing this in partnership with the World Trade Center. And so what we are, which is based in St. Louis County. And so what we're doing is there is a delegation of about 30 business, cultural, kind of like thought leaders from the St. Louis region. We are going over on the inaugural flight from St. Louis to London, but we are working with our London-based PR team at Black Diamond to make sure that we're bringing media influencers, lots of great folks from London to St. Louis also on that flight. So there's going to be this kind of like wonderful kind of crossing of the pond, as it were, where folks are coming to St. Louis to help us tell that story. And we're going over to London to make sure that we are activating properly on behalf of St. Louis.
Well, thanks for coming in to give us some details of what's coming up in 2026.
Absolutely.
And we'll have to have you back soon.
I look forward to it.
All righty. That is Kat Neville. She is Vice President of Communications for Explore St. Louis.